You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today, we're talking about this, three secrets to change. And as I said in yesterday's episode, why I don't set goals. Remember that? I hope you've had a chance to listen to it. Basically, that this would be a continuation of that. Because today I'm going to go into a more detailed explanation of why I don't set goals and really the three secrets to change. Okay, so basically it goes back to a soul story from years ago when I had gotten to a place in my life where I was like, you know what? I was so tired of this whole idea of goal setting. As I said yesterday, you know, I was just tired of it and I was feeling like I wanted something different. I wanted something new. And I heard those three words that I talked about yesterday, conscious, grateful, and fearless. I heard those so strongly in my heart. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is where I'm going to put my focus, right? So that's what I did for an entire year. I focused only on being conscious, being grateful, and being fearless. And let me tell you, as I said, I experienced massive results, incredible change, the desires of my heart becoming my reality. And it's like, this was amazing. It was such an incredible thing. And I haven't stopped with that whole idea. First of all, being conscious, being grateful, and being fearless. So goal setting doesn't work. That's right. Goal setting does not work. That's why I don't set goals. It's because goal setting doesn't work. At least it didn't work for me. Because I got more done by getting it done and actually putting myself into action than I did by actually setting goals. The problem with most people setting goals is that's what they do. They set goals. We don't need another goal set. What we need is a commitment. And that, my dear, is what I committed to. I committed to change. I committed to creating change. I absolutely was like, I'm all in to creating and I'm fully committed to creating change. Bottom line. And that is why I don't set goals. Because goal setting does not work. Traditional goal setting does not work. So I don't set goals. I make commitments. Bottom line, that's what I do. And that, my dear, is one of the number one secrets for creating massive change in your life. Is number one, goal setting doesn't work, but making commitments does. Now, it doesn't just stop with making that commitment. Because making a commitment means you're all in, right? So my second secret that I discovered over the years is this, is that change is natural, healthy, and easy. I know, you may be thinking, that sounds crazy, and what do you mean by that? Well, first of all, people go, oh my gosh, change is so hard. Well, is it possible that the reason why change feels so hard is because you've been trying to do it based on what the world tells you, all the traditional success gurus go, you know what? You need to do this traditional goal setting. You need to do this. You need to get a carrot out in front of you and you need a stick on your back. Well, reality is with that is you never catch the carrot and the stick is always chasing you. And you know what? What happens is people run from their desires. They run from their dreams. Instead, get it out in front of you. Get it out in front of you. Take a look at it. Say, this is what I'm committing to. And then begin to create the change. And you know what? When you get on board with change, it becomes completely easy. Now, I didn't say void of work. Work, my dear friends, does not have to be drudgery. Work is creative energy. When you start to put your creative energy into what you're totally committed to and you're all in and now you're in the inspired creative mode, that is easy. Think about the last time you got inspired and you began to create. With all of your might, like with full commitment, all in. Yeah, I know. Think about it. When you jump into the water and now you're swimming with the dolphins, you're doing something magical and incredible, and you're like, this is living my dream right now. You're not thinking about paddling. around in the water. You're not thinking about this or that. You're like in the experience and you're doing what it takes to have the experience. That is what I'm talking about. Change is natural. It's healthy. It's easy. And how do I know that? Because you are not the same person you were when you were born. Yeah, you still have the same soul. You still have the same spirit. But you, as your full expression, my hope is that you're getting more expressed each and every day that you're alive. Because change, my dear, is growth. That's why it's healthy, natural, and easy. Because we are growing each and every day, and you're either growing up or you're growing down. You're either creating constructively or you are deconstructing. Seriously. And you get to decide, like, what are you going to put your energy on? But the reality is, we were designed to grow. We are designed to change. We're not still pooping our pants and someone else changing our diaper. Thank God. We've learned. We've grown. We started walking. We started talking. You see what I'm saying? It's like change is natural. It's natural. It's resisting change that is unnatural. And I really believe people resist change because they've had a bad experience with goal setting in the past. They said, I tried that once. That didn't work. It felt bad. I felt like a loser. I felt like a failure. And it didn't work for me. So people stop setting goals. They stop focusing on their desires. And they try to stay the same. And I think a lot of times when people say, I want to stay the same, it's not that you really want to stay the same. It's just that you're saying, hey, I like the way my life is right now. It feels comfortable and I don't want it to change. But the reality is, think about creating, think about building, think about fully experiencing and growth. And then you go, wow, like, yeah, that's exciting. That feels inspiring. That feels compelling. That's the change I'm talking about. Natural, healthy, and easy. Not without work, but is it worth it? Absolutely. It's like climbing a mountain. Like, it's, yeah, it's some work to get up there, but once you get up there, you're like, oh my goodness, the view from here is amazing, right? And then secret number three, disagreement causes distraction. What do I mean by this? So often when it comes to creating the desires of our hearts, a lot of times we go, I don't have time for that. We're like, nope, I just don't have time for it. I have to put that on the back burner. It's not a good time. I don't have time. And the more you say you don't have time, guess what? You're not going to have time. Like, when is the good day? When is the right time for you to go all in with your life, to commit fully, and to actually begin to create the changes that you say you desire? A lot of times we resist because we're like, we don't have time. There's just too many distractions. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you get in agreement, absolutely get in agreement with the desires of your heart, and you fully commit, and you commit to creating change, those distractions kind of go away. Because all of a sudden, you've got one thing on your mind, and that is creating the desires of your heart. And there's no trying it on and just trying to say, maybe I'm going to swim, maybe I'm not. You're either all in the water or you're not. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't take little steps into the deep end. It doesn't mean that you stop sipping on life. What it means is that you're all in, one sip at a time, one step at a time, and you are fully agreeing with the desires of your heart, so much so that you said, I'm in, I'm fully committed. Does that make sense? I sure hope it does, because I'm telling you, this whole idea of change, and a lot of times we resist it, a lot of times we say we don't like it, but yet we desire it. A lot of times when people come to me, they'll say, hey, I don't really know what I want, but I do know this, I know what I don't want. And so what I hear people saying is, I desire change. And if that's you today and you desire change, I'm telling you, these three secrets can set you free. Give up the goal setting, start committing to what you desire. Yes, completely committing to it. Stop resisting change and saying that it's hard. Get on board. You might as well change on your terms. You might as well say, I'm all in, and be fully committed to it. And then absolutely get in agreement with yourself. Get in agreement with the desires of your heart and watch what happens. I'm so grateful that you're here. And again, we're going to continue the conversation because I'd like to go into each of these a little bit more in depth. So tomorrow we'll continue the conversation about change and look forward to incredible, incredible growth today as well as into the future. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. What would you like to change in your life? write it down, and then make a commitment today that you're going all in. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and sipping on life with you, my dear. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.